We have a great and loving God who is compassionate and understanding. He's long-suffering to usward. He gives us amazing grace where that it is needed. But God also has patience that sometimes wear out. There are some things that man can get involved in and can do that brings God's anger. And then we'll bring his wrath. And so, as we look tonight at these scriptures for a few minutes, I'd like for us to remember and to realize that God is very serious about this situation that we're going to consider. The 21st verse of 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." If you're going to worship, if you're going to serve, serve the God of heaven. Worship and serve the God of heaven. If not, then go ahead and worship the false gods, the idols, and so forth. But we're going to see how God feels about it. Look at Exodus, the 20th chapter. 20th chapter of the book of Exodus. Beginning with verse number 3, the Bible says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now, God is serious about it. And this is definite. "Thou shalt not have any, or thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness, or anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." Now, God created us for a purpose, and he expects us to serve that purpose. And he's very serious about it. And by the way, worshiping idols, or false gods, or what have you, is not the only way that we can get in this condition. Anything that we devote ourselves to, give ourselves over to, can be just exactly like worshiping an idol or false god. Remember, he says anything. Don't make a graven image and so forth. Don't make anything your idol that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me." So, he takes it very seriously. You're not to bow down, you're not to worship anything other than him. And we're not to partake of the worship of idols or false worship. That's why we're not to take part in other worship service or rituals that may go on. Because that is idolatry. We're here to worship and to serve the God of glory, the true God, the one God. And there is no other, by the way, only the one. All right, and he said he'd visit the iniquity. If we get involved in what we give ourselves over to, what we make more important than God in our lives, our children will follow for generations on. Look at 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. And like I said, God is serious about this thing, and we should take it seriously. We should be very careful about what we bow down to, what we worship, and what we serve. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, Beginning with verse number 14, the Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Don't come under the control or the dominion of unbelievers. Don't let unbelievers influence you and get you to where that they can get you under their control or their influence. "For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?" In other words, just like there's no compromise in doctrine, there's no compromise in worshiping, and no compromise in idolatry. There's no compromise with God in this thing. Makes it clear, just exactly like we read there in 1 Kings. Choose. You're on one side or you're on the other. "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God." By the way, church, you're the temple of the living God. Church at Corinth, who he's talking to, he said they're the temple of the living God. "As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." That leaves no compromise. Leaves no compromise. "And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Come out from among them. Be separate. And that means totally separate. It means you live separate. You do separate. You practice stay with it in entirety and totality. Look at 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Beginning with verse number 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14. The Bible says, "Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Can't live at church different than you live at home. You can't live your life daily different than you do when you're in the presence of the Lord, because you're always in the presence of the Lord. You're in the presence of the Lord in a special way in church capacity, so your conduct ought to be even better. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Anything we give over to rather than him, anything we devote ourselves to other than him, we're provoking him to jealousy. He's a jealous God. Leviticus 20. Beginning with verse 1. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, Thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Moloch to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Moloch, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. The influence of individuals drawing people away from the Lord and their devotion to the Lord, drawing them into compromise, drawing them into worldly pleasures and submitting to worldly things and worldly sex. Preachers used to join these fraternal organizations, and with them you have to commit wholly to them. And living your life according to their standards and their rules. You're not to let anything interfere between you and them. And there used to be pastors would join these groups. Listen, a pastor, a church member, has no business committing himself solely to any kind of thing other than the New Testament church and worshiping and serving the Lord, living their life through him. Yeah. And by the way, we should never let anything get so important in our lives, whatever it might be, whether it's something to have, something to do, or whatever, or even someone that we have to bow down to and devote ourselves and submit ourselves to. You're just as guilty as the ones we're talking about here. Should be nothing before him. The soul of that tournament. And we can see how serious God is about this. He wants you. He doesn't want yours. He wants me. He doesn't want mine. He wants us devoted wholly and solely to him. Yes. How do we do it? He give it to us here in his word. That's how we do it. We live according to the word of God. Why is there so much ungodliness and unrighteousness going on in our country today that never used to be 20 or 30 years ago? People wouldn't have thought that things were as horrible as they are today 20 or 30 years ago in this country. They weren't righteous or perfect, but they would have never thought. But look at what's happening now. We have people given over. And you can see how that they're going to give over to the Antichrist. And by the way, the Antichrist is coming on the scene here before long, man. You can see it. And people will follow him and devote and give over to him and devote themselves to them. Now, what are these people that are perverting their bodies and these people that are perverting their bodies between each other and so forth? They're giving over to this. That's their idol. That's their God. They live for that. Well, brother, we're to live for the Lord and nothing else. And we're to let nothing else hinder us in any way from that. Take it seriously. These people didn't, and you see the results. And Saul, that turneth after such as he as have familiar spirits, and the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Right. Now, is there something to these wizards and these familiar spirit people and so forth and so on? Well, let's just go back to the Bible. And let's read about a guy by the name of Pharaoh. And let's read about some of the things that took place. Moses performed miracles, and lo and behold, they had power to do the same. Not in equality, but they still had the power to do it. Yeah, there's something to it. These people that I hear that see them in the future, or they predict the future, or do this or do that, demons, they work under demon spirits. And if they have visions or see these things, it's demon spirits. And if you, these UFOs, if you see a UFO out there somewhere, don't worry about it. If it's not a material thing, then it's a demon spirit. We don't want anything to do with it. Verse 7. Sanctify yourselves therefore and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Be holy, totally given over to the Lord. And you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. Now, when someone tells you that you ought to do something, and they give you Bible for it, if you reject it, you're not rejecting them. You're rejecting the Lord. And by the way, one answers for the rejecting of the Lord. Let's stand. Brother Ryan, what do you have? 85. If you're here tonight and God's Spirit's touched your heart, you need to come to Jesus. Whether it be repenting your sins or by faith trust Christ as your Savior, come believing and trusting in what He did to save your soul. Quit trusting in other things, but trust in Him. If you're here and you don't have the joy of your salvation, you need to come. The Lord can restore it when you'll truly confess your sin. He said He'll forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. It's power.